A bus bombing in Russia provides the opportunity for outreach. Partnerships bring access to scripture to China's travelers, and a ministry graduates students into ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russia is blaming terrorists for an explosion that killed 8 people and wounded more than 50 passengers on a bus in the southern city of Togliatti yesterday. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says while they have work all over Russia, it hasn't had any direct impact on them. However, Griffiths says
it really provides the local churches there an opportunity to show the love and the reconciliation that could be found in Christ. It presents tremendous opportunities for the gospel.
Some believe the attacks may be tied to the parliamentary elections next month. The bombing isn't expected to have any impact on SGA's Christmas ministries. The first is Emmanuel's Child.
Churches here in North America help raise support to send over to churches over in Russia to help them with their Christmas outreaches there among needy children.
The second is Christmas for Orphans.
We basically raise funds to send over so church workers can go minister the love of Christ in local orphanages around Christmas.
Funding is needed for both projects. Elsewhere, China is responding to tough scrutiny on their religious and humanitarian rights record. World Bible Translation Center's John Anderson says they're taking advantage of the window.
We are distributing 150,000 Bibles this year outside of China that will go into China. And those Bibles are being given to tourists and travelers and Communist Party leaders who can afford to travel.
There's an interest. As tour groups are approached with the good news, between 40 and 50% of the members accept the Bibles and evangelistic literature that goes along with it. Anderson says they've seen incredible evangelistic growth in the 7 years they've been partnering to get Bibles into China.
The number of Christians in China have jumped from 3.5% to 5%. That's 30,000 Chinese citizens becoming Christians every day. There's over 100 million Christians now in China, and there'll be 200 million Christians by the middle of this century.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says they just finished on Monday celebrating a rite of passage with a group of students who are working with the Oasis Institute in Pram-Pram, Ghana.
We had 10 students who graduated. Some of them completed our Bible theology course, others our leadership course, and some others our Christian ministry training course.
Dovetailing neatly with the graduation is the planning of the Christmas parade in Pram-Pram. Brennan says some of the newly graduated students are on the committee. The goal of the parade? To help raise funds for the construction of the community health clinic.
We've been teaching them about team ministry, about God's armor bearer, and some other subjects, and I really believe that the students have been getting a greater revelation of the Word of God and realizing that they can play a vital part in the establishment and growth of their own local churches and then reach out to others.
Next, HCJB Global Voice's newest partner is in Timbuktu. The remote FM station is the most recent Christian outlet that resulted from a missionary's work with local pastors. The frequency was secured by one of those pastors last December. Now, anyone within 100 miles can hear broadcasts in 5 languages. The station empowers pastors who want to plant more churches but find it difficult with large families and farms to take care of. Pray that the station will encourage and equip them. And a year ago, Jesus Film Project missionaries Bruce and Jan were surrounded by a group of radicals in Peru. The attackers stole the team's projection equipment, so they gave them the Jesus Film too. On a return trip to Peru, one of the attackers found Bruce. He says the attackers had intended to kill the team last year, but instead brought the film back to camp where 700 people watched it. After seeing it, the man became a Christian and is now a pastor of a church who's sending out their own missionaries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.